Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live, the best show in town on KFH.
All right. Come and get it. Written by Paul McCartney. This is one of the most famous Badfinger tunes, obviously. He gave them the demo. They liked it. Became a huge hit.
Yeah.
Think of that. What if that had been a Paul McCartney tune?
Well, it sounds quite a lot like one. I can see how he might have come up with that composition and those lyrics.
Thank you, Max, for that
interesting tidbit.
McCartney did record it, we're told.
Who cares?
Max, it's a better story if he didn't. Leave the details out, would you please?
But you can definitely hear him singing that. That's right up his alley.
We are awaiting Troy Black from Wichita Collegiate. It's always a crapshoot with these high school coaches who commit, and then they get caught up in practice. And when they're in practice, they don't think
they don't care
anything but practice.
Right.
And they forget that they committed to doing a radio interview. And here's Troy Black, who remembered that he's doing a radio interview. Coach Black, how are you?
I'm good. I didn't forget tonight, man. I was right in the middle of a speech, and my phone rang and said, "I got to take it, guys. I can't talk no more. I'll talk to you in a minute."
They're probably pretty happy about that.
Well, no, they're mad because I was right in the middle of a good story, so I got to finish it. So.
Well, maybe someday you can tell us that story. You're coming off a win over Halstead on Friday night, 33-0, which I gotta say is in my mind your most impressive win of the year. Because you shut out a team that had a running back who had rushed for 530-plus yards a couple weeks previous.
Yeah, I was so proud of the kids. We have a scheme for what we played Halstead three times in the last 5 years, and we got a scheme for them, and it's a little different. It's not what we normally do, and the kids got to buy in, and, man, they executed it to perfection. We're getting ready to go watch film right now, and, man, they just did a phenomenal job. They did what they were supposed to do, and just real proud of them and their effort. And, you know, we were really worried because the Farmer kid's a phenomenal, football player. And that's a good football team. I mean, people look at their record, and they're 3-4. Well, they've lost to teams that are now combined like 20-2 or 21-2. So it's not like they've lost to a bunch of teams. So we knew they were going to be a really good football team. But we kind of knew what they were going to do, and we had a plan, and the kids executed it. And that was what was exciting.
I usually get these things wrong, but I have a 50% chance of being right. You were a defensive coach before becoming the head coach, right?
Yes. Yep. I've been the coordinator here, since 2004 or something.
Yeah. So just tell us about building a defense of I'm always interested in this because it's the kids show up, right? You don't necessarily get to choose which kids you have on your team. So how do you build a defense out of that? How do you mold a defense? Because shutting out a team where a guy had just rushed for 500 yards, that's incredible to me. How do you do it?
Well, this week we kind of took, we kind of matched their strength with our strength. We know we got some kids that do some really good stuff, and they're really good at certain things. And so we really took our defense and rigged it kind of based on what they do. So they have a great lineman in the Grider kid, coach's son over there, and he's kind of leads the way. So we put our best lineman over there on him. Away from that, we put one of our guys that's an outside linebacker, stand-up defensive end, who has phenomenal technique. And so we kind of matched our personnel to where we thought, what they were going to do. We matched up really well. And, any more in football, you could say you're a 3-4 team or 4-2 team, but really each week you got a game plan to what they run. And so we see everything from spread to Halstead's, Veer power eye. And then this week we got Andale and their power run game. And so we just kind of take and see what our kids can do. We put them in position to where they use the techniques that we've taught them, and we just kind of turn them loose. We try to find kids that can run and hit, and we don't have big numbers, so we got to go with what we got. But we try to put them in the best position and then just let them go play some football.
Troy Black, our guest, head football coach at Wichita Collegiate, undefeated. They face Andale, also undefeated, Friday night at Collegiate. Do you like the fact that you've got to play Andale this Friday night, and then if things go the way you want them to, you probably have to meet up with them again in a high stakes playoff game? Do you like the notion of playing Andale twice in a season?
Well, if you're crazy, I guess you could say yes. But we play them every year. Dylan has, he does a phenomenal job Dylan and I talk each week, and they're the gold standard. My kids get tired of me talking about Andale, but I don't talk about him in a negative light. I talk about him like, this is where we want to be, and this is the level you've got to get at. And so, I've been a 3A coach my whole career, so we're kind of used to, you see somebody in the regular season, and then sometimes you may have to see them again if you go far enough in the playoffs. And so it's just kind of the way it is. When they switched to the 4-team deal, that really kind of made it a bummer because – second round, you're probably going to face somebody you've already played. Like last year, we all won our first round game, and then Andale played Clearwater, and we played Cheney, which we had just played a couple weeks before. So that kind of was a bummer to play, somebody you've already played that early. But that's how it's set up in Kansas. So we show up and play whoever we got to play. And, if you want to be state champ at 3A level, you're going to have to beat them anyway. So if we get to play them twice, that means we did some really good stuff, and we're playing late into the year, or we at least won a couple playoff games to get to play them again. So, yeah, I'll take that anytime.
Is it tough for you? And it's not like you're speaking out of turn. Andale obviously is an amazing program, but to say they're the gold standard, does part of you, do you cringe when you say that at all, just because you're giving that credit to a team that you probably, and a program that you probably aspire to be, and that you've obviously had a lot of success in your time at Collegiate? So I know as a coach, you always want to give credit to another team, and especially a team that's been that successful. But what's kind of like the blueprint that they're doing that kind of makes you say that?
Well, right now the thing with them is they just from second grade on up, that's what they do. They happen to play in our middle school. We play in the parochial league in middle school. I'm the middle school AD. And so we've got to see them. And then we have a youth program here too. And so we play them in youth program, and it's awesome to see what they've done. And so we've kind of tried to model a little bit of that. We started a youth program here at Collegiate, get our young kids. They're not necessarily doing what we do, but at Andale they do. And, they're in the weight room, they play other sports, and it's kind of, there's a lot of things at Collegiate that kids are here. They're not here to go play sports. They're here to get an education. And so we're trying to get them to have, it's got to be as important to them as it is to kids in Andale. Whether it's our girls sports or our boys sports, it's just important to those kids. Not that every kid in Andale goes to college and plays ball, but it really means something to them. And we kind of, over the last few years, we kind of got away from that a little bit, but we're getting back to there. We got some really good kids that are working hard and setting the tone. And so, no, it does. I really respect Dylan, and they respect us. Not a lot of people you know, we're a private school. A lot of people don't like us and things like that. But, man, they're really quality, great people. And you know what? When I was at Fredonia, we wanted to be like Conway. When we were here early, when Conway was winning 3A, we wanted to build our program like Conway, Smith Center, because those are the teams that we had to compete and beat to win, be state champions. So there's always some team that's the, you know, the gold standard in some classification. And, you know, there for a while, I think we were that for a little while. We had some great runs and some stuff. And so, no, I mean, when you got somebody that's a great example in front of you, you might as well use it. And that's what we try to do with those guys.
Troy Black with us, Wichita Collegiate head football coach. Wanted to tell us a little bit about your personnel and especially your young quarterback, Wesley Fair, who is just having a great year. I imagine that you feel probably as confident as you can going into a game against Sandale because of some of these talented guys you have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Wes has just been a huge surprise. I mean, he was a great receiver and planned on him being receiver, and we had some kids leave school that were going to play quarterback right before the season started. And, you know, it's like, okay, what's the next best athlete? And so, it's been a process of trying to figure out what he can do. And he's a great worker, and he works his tail off. Probably the reason why he's been so successful, though, is that I feel like we got a really good line. We got some veteran guys back. We got some guys that have been playing for a while. We're pretty deep. I mean, we played 9 guys up front, which, because there's a couple of the dudes that cannot come off the field on defense. You know, the Herman twins are just monsters, and they can't come off the field. And we got enough guys that can go in. But our offensive line has been really solid and consistent for us. And I think that's helped, you know, Wes's success all season long, and the other running backs and our offense in general is just those guys that they've all played together. They rotate in during practice, and you know, that whole group, you know, led by the Herman boys and Drew Charbonneau and Mark Harani and Finn Ross. And, you know, I got some young kids, you know, my son's even part of that group. And so it's been really fun to watch that group. And I coach the offensive line, so I got a little special place in my heart for those guys anyway. But they've done a great job, and Wes has done a phenomenal job, and the Chug kid. And I mean, we've had some injuries. We got some guys that we were relying on to play for us, and they've got hurt, and we've had just guys step up and just keep on going. So it's just been a really good group. They all want to win, and they want to be successful, and they don't care who gets the credit. So that's been fun too, dealing with that.
You talked earlier about scheming defensively for what the opponent does. And, you know, he talked about Wesley kind of figuring out his strengths as a quarterback. When did you learn that as a coach to adjust your philosophy to the personnel and not necessarily, you know, kind of make your personnel fit into the scheme that you're running? When did you learn that those adjustments were important?
Well, I've been lucky. I've worked with 3 really great head coaches. Of course, Mike Gear, who built our program here. Mike and I have been together for a long time. I went to Fredonia and coached under my high school coach, Gene John, who's in the Hall of Fame, and learned from him. And then, Coach Messamore here. And we've always done that. You know, I think of my time here, you know, we had D'Angelo back in the 90s, and we were a heavy run team. And when I went to Fredonia, you know, I ran everything from a heavy run team to the wing T because that's what fit our kids. We came back here, Messamore, you know, in 09, we threw the ball. We were in the empty set, and Blake Jablonski threw for a bazillion yards. And, you know, then years later, we're in the diamond running the ball all the time in 2015. There was a run game that got us back to the state game. So the guys that I coached under, I was lucky to coach under some really good guys. And that's just what they, you know, when you just look at your talent level and what can they do. And that's what you do. And you know, we get jealous. I get a little jealous of places like Andale where, hey, this is what we do year in and year out, and this is the kind of the kids we have. We just don't have that here. You know, I know we're a little school in a big city, but you don't ever know what kind of kids you got. You might have some real athletic kids. You may not have some. And so we just got to go with what we got. But that's where I learned it was those 3 guys.
Troy, thank you for cutting short your story to your team and coming on this show. You'll have to get back to them, I'm sure.
Thanks for having me on here. I apologize for a couple weeks ago. I know I left you hanging, and so I hate doing that, and I'm glad
you
guys had us on here.
Good luck Friday night against Sandale. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Troy Black, the head football coach at Collegiate. They have not been competitive with Andale for 3 years.
No.
And we'll see. I have a feeling they will be Friday night. I think this is going to be a contested football game.
Think I should head out? I know it's not in Andale.
I think you got to make arrangements.
I know. I doubt I'll be able to get a voucher.
I'm not sure how collegiate's working that. Maybe you go with Coach Kibnitz.
I thought I saw him today, but I wasn't sure.
Where would you have seen him?
He was driving around where I was walking. I thought in a shiny black Lexus SUV.
SUV? Yeah. Well, that could be him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Huh. Well, I'm sure he'll be at the collegiate game.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good high school football. Good high school football game, huh?
Good coach, Troy Black.
And a good one on the other side.
Dylan Schmidt.
Try to get him on a little bit later in the week as we preview high school football. Joanna Chadwick will join us on Friday. We've got Mays head football coach Gary Guzman Thursday. They knocked off Derby, which cost me a bet with Jason Duda.
Yeah, I saw that. Mays comes back late to take that one.
Yeah, must have been a heck of a game. So we'll talk to him on coming up on Thursday. Tomorrow on the show, Emily Stevens, our life coach and counselor.
Back.
Well, we're getting into the winter months. Looks like COVID's making a comeback. It's going to get dark early. I need some help.
Okay, well, that's fair. I can only do so much for you.
Don't you think she can help us?
I would hope, yes.
All right, Jeff will be back to wrap this one up shortly. The Drive on KFH.
KFH.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.